Eli Doble and Joey Scoff, the starting five once again for Morningside. Dotsler dribbling into the lane against Gassner. Left corner rising for three. Powers cannot connect. Defensive board for Mason Walters. Chose, Cordes, Gassner, Woodford, and Walters. The five Jimmies in the starting five pretty much all year long, with the exception of a couple injuries for Jamestown this season. Backing down inside, Reed Gassner stops in the lane, goes to step through. Now fadeaway jumper is good for Gassner, and Jamestown's on the board first, 2-0. First minute off the clock here in the opening half of play from Morningside. Mark Chose was going to be playing with a mask today, but he does not have that mask on currently on the floor. Doble driving in against Woodford, swiped away late by Woodford, and Jamestown gets the turnover. Doble was looking for a call on the bump from Walters. Handoff right wing, Cordes looked at the three, gives back up to Chose. Chose step back, volleyball line tray, rattles through. 5-0 start for Jamestown as Chose claps his hands. Jimmy's back on defense, minute and a half into the first half. 5-0 UJ. Scoff to the left wing, Dotsler stops in front of Gassner. Screen right from Doble, they'll switch off. Deep three from Dotsler over Walters, not there. Caromed off the front iron. Doble trying to track it down in front of Chose, and Jamestown still able to pick it up. Will Cordes scans the floor, works right side. The newest 1,000-point scorer in Jamestown basketball history. High-low over the top, Walters against Dotsler, blocked from behind. Walters gets the rebound, put back for two. 7-0 Jamestown, 2 minutes into the first half here at Morningside. Great start for the Jimmies. Top of the key, Brendan Buckley driving right side on Cordes. Reach in foul on Will Cordes. Comes about 15 feet from the bucket. First team foul on Jamestown, first on Cordes. Talk more about the guard play of the Jimmies as we make our way throughout the night tonight. But Jamestown's got two of the best guards in the country statistically when you're speaking on assist to turnover ratio. Powers retying his shoe as Dotsler gets ready to inbound underneath the cup. Up the lane line, near side, Doble spins off down to the left block against Gassner. Fade away for Doble, off the iron. Gassner rises, gets another defensive rebound. 7-0 start for Jamestown, 17-35 first half. Will Cordes and the Jimmies in the midst of a 10-game winning streak. Jose directs traffic with his right index finger. Wanted to go high-low for Walters over the top instead. 13 on the shot clock. Walters gets the touch away from the paint. Left elbow extended. Chose setting a screen. Walters got to go somewhere with it. Shot clock to 6. Chose drives in on Doble. Hangs, kicks out, right wing. Cordes for 3 at the buzzer. Missed it. Walters rebound, but the putback comes after the shot clock violation. 7-0 Jamestown still in front. 17-11 first half. Coach DeWitt, Coach Peterson with a keen eye on that Morningside staff, trying to figure out what they're calling offensively. Around a screen right on the drive. Scoff fouled by Woodford. And Joey Scoff is on the line to shoot 2 free throws. Cole Woodford's first. We saw foul trouble for Jamestown in the first meeting against Morningside. The Jimmies. Woodford had 2 fouls in the first half. Gassner had 2 fouls in the first half. Memory serves me correctly. And then they brought Woodford in with the final 3 minutes of the first half. Despite those 2 fouls, he stayed out of foul trouble, and Jamestown kind of swung the momentum back at the half and ended up getting the win over Morningside. That was 10 days ago. Scoff 2-for-2 on this trip at the charity stripe. Mustang still without a field goal, but a pair of free throws goes 7-2 Jamestown, 3 minutes into the first half. Chose against the pressure from Dotsler up ahead, handing off right for Cordes. Cordes spins, looked in at Walters, now top of the key, Gassner handing off for Chose. He slaps the basketball between his 2 palms as the shot clock trickles down to 10. Chose for Cordes, Walters, skip pass left, tapped out of bounds by Scoff. Down to 6 on the shot clock. And a 30-second timeout coming for head coach Danny Neville. 16-38 first half, 7-2 Jamestown. Jimmy's trying to draw something out here out of his 30-second pause to get a good look with 6 seconds to work offensively. Thanks to head coach Thad Sankey for joining us here. Made his way up, and we got in that quicker version of the post game. We'll talk to him more on the pregame interview tomorrow about tonight's win over Morningside and the importance going forward, although doesn't get a lot more important than tomorrow against Briar Cliff for the Jimmy women. Men's basketball games in the GPAC tonight, just Briar Cliff and Hastings. Valley City leads Bellevue 25-24, late stages of the first half. Presentation leading Waldorf at the break 45-29. So the Jimmies, 6 seconds to work offensively. Starting five still out there for both sides. Chose is going to inbound. Dotsler off the ball currently. Woodford sets a screen for Walters. Now gets the basketball. Woodford to the left side, driving on the baseline. Pull up, jump shot too strong. And into the hands of Brendan Buckley. Buckley back for Doble. Volleyball line right for Dotsler. Now the offense starts its motion for Morningside. 20 on the shot clock. Bounce pass underneath, good backdoor action look, and a cutting easy lay-in for Trey Powers off the assist from Doble. 7-4, Jamestown, 16-10, first half. Again, the Jimmies can clinch a share of the regular season title and knock Morningside out of contention for a conference championship with a win here today. Walters missed the lay-in about 2 feet from the bucket, and he had Doble backed all the way down inside. Under 16 minutes to play, first half. Dotsler driving, spins against Gassner. Left block, goes underneath. Dotsler tried to hand it back off for Doble, and it's turned over. Cordes scans ahead, handing off back to Walters. Left wing, Chose. Walters on the outside, goes right for Gassner, and now far side corner. Cordes driving in, and Buckley, little extension of the hand, picks up the personal. It's the first team foul on Morningside. Cooper Olson and Colby Vasquez on for the Jimmies. Gassner and Woodford head to the bench. Cordes does have a personal foul. He still remains in. Woodford with the other personal for Jamestown. Quick inbound, right corner. Cordes catch and shoot three. Gets his own offensive rebound. Pulls up from 18. Too strong. And that was quick off the inbound. Pull the trigger for Will Cordes. Just didn't get it to drop. Scoff dribbling inside on Vasquez. Colby Vasquez, good defense, moving his feet. Baseline, kick out, left corner, Buckley, Trey, good. 7-0 start for Jamestown, 7-0 run by Morningside. We're tied at 7, 5 minutes into the first half of play. Black and orange for the Jimmies, white and black for Morningside. Vasquez on the baseline, spins back to Cordes, left wing. Should say white and maroon for Morningside. Cordes, baseline left, kicks outright, and Walters stepped out of bounds. Jamestown turns it over. And the officials gotta be in the ears of the student section of Morningside. They're almost on the floor talking to Walters after that turnover. 7-7, Jamestown and Morningside. 14:45, first half. Buckley on the right wing, up top for Doble, and around the arc goes all the way left side. Driving. Scoff blocked by Olson on the help with Vasquez defending. So Cooper Olson's first block. Jamestown gets a stop on defense. 7-7. Walters backing down Doble. Double team help comes. Walters skip pass left. Cordes feeds for Vasquez. Vasquez drives into the lane. Pulls up from 10. Too strong off the heel. And both sides going cold from the floor all of a sudden. Morningside with the ball. Scoff rising over Olson. It's good. Mustangs have their first lead. Timeout, Jamestown. 10-7, Morningside. 14:09, first half. Jimmies will have to deal with this electric environment when we return to Sioux City.
Where do you find the friendliest staff, largest selection, lowest prices, and the freshest produce? Hugo's in Jamestown. But what if you can't go to the store? Hugo's Family Marketplace offers online shopping. You can shop all the departments and all the sales at GoHugos.com. Choose pickup or Hugo's delivery service, and they'll do the in-store shopping for you. Hugo's Family Marketplace, online shopping at GoHugos.com.
You're gonna find more low prices, more great stuff when you go to Hugo's.
Where do teams go to get their custom printed apparel?
Originals!
Where do companies go to get their corporate logo printed on shirts, caps, and jackets?
Originals, of course.
And where do fans go to get their Blue Jay and Jimmy apparel either off the rack or single piece prints?
Originals! Originals!
There you have it, folks. For custom printed apparel, embroidery, and work apparel, it's Originals. 216 First Avenue, downtown Jamestown. Open 9 to 5 weekdays.
Your home for UJ Jimmy's. AM 1400 KQDJ Jamestown and 107.1 K296 HH Jamestown.
10-7, Morningside in front of Jamestown, 14:09 on the clock in the first half. Jimmy's with the basketball out of the timeout. Morningside bringing some full court pressure. Cordes, Walters, Chose, Vasquez, and Olson line the five for Jamestown. Cordes across the timeline with a pass ahead for Walters. Right wing back to Cordes. And now near side, the ball comes 2-3 zone look. Cordes, right wing, deep three, front iron and out. Jamestown's going to need Will Cordes to hit those shots here tonight if they're going to win over the Mustangs. 13:45 first half, three-point lead for Morningside on Jamestown, although the Jimmies getting about 4 minutes without a bucket. Inside look doesn't go for Vanderloo after he cut behind Vasquez. Colby up the floor, fakes the give. Vasquez baseline drive, stops inside, trying to go up. Lost the basketball, re-corrals, and he stepped out of bounds on the end line. Jamestown turns it over. ...13:27 first half. Morningside's Will Potabom is in for the first time. Vanderloo, Doble, Buckley, Potabom, and Dotzler line the five for the Mustangs. 13:20 first half, 10-7 Morningside. Bounce pass to the top of the key, around left wing, cutting Doble against Olson. Good defense from Cooper Olson late. Alters the lay-in opportunity for Eli Doble. Chose drives all the way down to the right block, kicks it back up top, near side. Cordes for Walters. Deep three, Mason Walters off the front iron. Trickled out, Potabom on the glass. Driving straight, Olson, late rejection. And now a foul coming from the official who was halfway at midcourt. Olson picks up a personal foul. Two free throws coming for Will Potabom. Potabom, a 67% free throw shooter. And the first is in. The official right in front of the play didn't make the whistle, but the guy at midcourt came in late and blew it. Just not in position. Walters off the second missed free throw, grabs the rebound, 11-7, Morningside leading Jamestown. Cordes up top, Walters fake the three, gives left for Chose. On the wing, Mark Chose dribbling in to the baseline, skips out right corner. Vasquez launching, can't hit, and Doble gets the rebound. 11-0 run for Morningside, almost 5 minutes scoreless for Jamestown. Dotzler weaves underneath the cup and all the way back around top. Inside, Doble against Olson. Kick out, Dotzler faked the three, pulls up against Walters at the free throw line, not a good shot, and Jamestown gets the stop defensively. You're a guard, you gotta try and either get around Walters, beat him to the spot, or step back and try to hit a three. You're not gonna win the mid-range game with a guy who's got 10 inches of advantage. High-low over the top, Olson looking for Walters, threw it away, and Cole Woodford on for Colby Vasquez. Now Jimmy Linus is gonna come in, I would assume, for Cooper Olson, and that is indeed the case. Dylan Johnson on for Buckley. Johnson pick and pop, although he struggled against Jamestown in the first meeting. Under 12 minutes to go, first half, 11-7, Mustangs leading the Jimmies. And UJ just as cold as can be from the floor at the moment. Johnson handing off right side, Dotzler to the top of the key, good ball movement from Morningside. Potabom on the drive left, and that's just a little bump foul from Jimmy Linus. It's just not enough contact in the G-pack to be calling. Dotzler inbounding, looked up the left lane line, now goes left corner. Driving against Linus is Vanderloo, missed the initial lay-in, got his own rebound, and now Doble finds the basketball. Handoff Vanderloo, left wing three, it's good. And Morningside's doubled up on Jamestown, 14-7, Mustangs leading the Jimmies, under 11 and a half minutes to go, first half. Jamestown has not scored since the 17-minute mark. Chose, floater, doesn't go. Walters tried to get the takeaway defensively. Right now, Jamestown 3 for 14 from the floor and 1 for 6 from long range. That remind you of any other half of basketball this year, I would say that the initial sign point to Northwestern. 10 consecutive wins for Jamestown. Morningside snapping their three-game losing skid the last time out. Scoff off the left wing, top of the key, Johnson three. Doesn't go, and Jamestown, a sigh of relief there. Up ahead, Woodford inside to Linus. Back out, Woodford top of the key, drives right side. Woodford scoop shot, not there. Walters put back, and he couldn't get it to finish. Jamestown struggling and struggling and struggling some more. Vanderloo, right side, step back, pull up from 16 and connect. 16-7, Morningside. Jimmy scored the first seven. Morningside has scored 16 unanswered. Walters up top, around right side. Woodford collects in the corner. Woodford on the drive in, hung up in the air, and a reach-in foul on Potabom. And again, it's just not enough contact to be calling here in the GPAC. Everybody's physical. And this game especially going to be physical. Trey Powers on for Morningside. Eli Doble going to get a break as Walters comes out with Gassner back in. Chose will inbound on the R in Morningside underneath the bucket. Deep for Cordes. 20 to work offensively. Cordes to the left wing. Chose filters up top. Woodford against Johnson. Drives downhill. Dump off for Linus. Ball on the floor. And out of bounds is ball. Oh, he gets a timeout. Johnson does on the end line. And Jamestown turns it over again. Jimmy, 7 minutes without a bucket. 30-second pause for the Mustangs. Keep it right here on Jamestown 107.1, AM 1400. Online at newsdakota.com. Jamestown 107.1 is our app where you can listen worldwide. First timeout for Morningside. Just a 30-second pause for the Mustangs. Morningside basketball. Johnson, Vanderloo. Out there with Buckley, Scoff, and Potabom. Woodford, Gassner, Linus, Cordes, and Chose for Jamestown. Midway through the first half, 16-7, Mustangs on top of the Jimmies. Vanderloo to the top of the key, Scoff right wing for Potabom, back around left, Scoff dumps down inside, Johnson against Linus, back out, Scoff hoisting and connecting. 19-7, Morningside. Again, Jamestown 7-0 run to start this game. Mustangs have scored 19 straight. And Jamestown almost 8 minutes without a bucket. Left corner, Woodford. Swipe from behind, turned over. Scoffs up ahead. Potabom gives up for a Vanderloo three. Instead, Morningside crushing Jamestown right now. 22-7, Mustangs lead the Jimmies. 9:26, first half. Got to figure out if you're Jamestown how to score. Put the ball in the hoop. 19% from the field early on.
What would life be like without telephones, internet, and digital cable? Let's not even go there. Dakota Central is proud to be the local company that provides you with these high-tech communication options. Whether it's the crystal clear telephone connection, the digital cable that produces over 150 channels, HD and DVR, or reliable high-speed internet, Dakota Central provides it all, serving Jamestown and Carrington and beyond. Call 952-1000, 652-3184, or see them on the web at dakotacentral.com.
22 unanswered points from Morningside, 22-7. The Mustangs lead the Jimmies, 9 minutes, 20 seconds left in the first half of play. Jamestown basketball out of the Jimmies' third timeout of this first half. Chose left to Woodford, back right side, Cordes spins it to the right wing, Chose handing off, top of the key, Woodford three, can't get it to go. Jamestown ice cold in this game. Hot start, 3 for 3 to begin the game. Jamestown has missed now 18 consecutive shots. Left side drive, Vanderloo rejected by Linus. Jimmy Linus with an emphatic block. Jamestown's got to use the advantage up ahead. Chokes. Goes right side, back up top. Cordes gives it up left for Woodford. At the Mustang logo, Chose, Woodford. Linus setting up inside, nearly poked from behind was Woodford. Right corner, Gassner, open look. Cannot hit it. Jamestown just can't buy a bucket. Morningside sensing the feeling right now. You've got to take advantage. Scoff steps back, spins to Johnson. Kick out left, extra touch. Three for Powers is good. 25-7, Morningside. Walters just sitting at the scorer's table right now. Number nine, Jimmys are getting lit up. Cordes off for Linus. Jimmy Linus handing off straight away Woodford. Woodford on the drive, kick back right. Gassner going inside and called for a travel. Walters in for Linus. And I really don't know about that travel either. The footwork is fancy for Reed Gassner. And Jamestown turns it over. 25-7, Morningside leading the Jimmys, 7:50 and counting, first half. Jamestown coming up on 10 minutes without a field goal. Bounce pass to the right, Doble is back in. Around left wing, Dotzler entry underneath, Potabom against Cordes. Backing inside, spins to the shoulder, Potabom too strong. Rebound for Walters. Chose flips ahead for Gassner. Back to Chose. Mark Chose creates separation, step back three, rattled out. I mean, seriously, it was halfway down, pop back out. Scoff, right lane line drive, late help, not there. Doble put back, it's a 20-point Morningside lead. 27-7, 10 minutes without a field goal for the Jimmy men. Just moved back inside the top 10. Woodford, step back three. This is pure. Finally, Jamestown makes a shot. 10 minutes without a bucket. A 27-0 run by the Mustangs. And now the Jimmys have to crank it up on both sides. Doble for Powers. Scoff on the right, spins to the corner, dump underneath for Doble. Backing in on Walters. Doble stops. Couldn't get Walters in the air. Walters with a rejection. Mason's got to pick up his game and play like the player of the year if Jamestown's going to come back. Chose on the drive. Scoop with the left hand, not there. Dotzler up the floor. Dotzler for Doble. Easy lay-in. 29-19, Morningside leads Jamestown 6-10 first half. Cordes driving right, poked from behind, out of bounds, belongs to the Jimmys. Powers tried to poke it from behind. He touched it last on the way out. Jamestown to inbounds. Chose on the far side of the floor. Chose deep to the right wing for Gassner. 20 on the shot clock. Walters top of the key. Out left, Woodford around a screen. Pull up just beyond the free throw line. Woodford bangs it home, 29-12. And now Morningside wants a quick 30-second pause. We'll take the break with them. 29-12, Morningside leading Jamestown. The Mustangs have scored 29 of the last 35 points.
Two Rivers Printing is your local source for anything printed on paper. As a full-service print shop, they offer quick print services for all kinds of posters, flyers, and business forms. They also print banner signs, invitations, cookbooks, thank you cards, and more. They can also do wide format printing in matte, gloss, blueprints, and vinyl. With decades of experience, you know it will be done quickly and done right. Call Two Rivers Printing at 251-1266 at the end of 10th Street in Jamestown.
29-12, Morningside leading Jamestown here in men's basketball. Halftime scores, Mayville State on top of Viterbo, 39-30. And Valley leading Bellevue at the break, 35-31. Mustangs basketball from left to right. Top of the key, Dotzler driving right side on Gassner. Jamestown Walled out in front. Dotsler stops, hangs in the air, and twirls it in. 31-12, Morningside. Mustangs shooting just 44% from the field, but Jamestown right now minus four in the turnover department, 22%. Far side wing, Woodford feeds back up top for Chose. 19-point deficit at the moment for the Jimmies. Right side, Gassner over the top, Walters, and a hang-on reaching foul on Doble. Just cling to the side of Walters, and right now Eli Doble looks gassed. But they haven't needed him so far. 8 points for Scoff, 8 for Vanderloo, Powers with 5. And Morningside using that huge run. Inbound to Gassner, right block, Gassner up fake, dribbles in, poked away by Potabom. Now Walters at the left elbow, 10 on the shot clock, Walters in on Doble. Help comes from Scoff, fade away for Walters, near side iron and out. Jamestown got to get back defensively. Dotsler feeds up top, Scoff to the left side, Powers, and all the way far side corner, Potabom. Midway through the shot clock. Scoff around to the right, drives on Woodford, swiped away late by Woodford. Out of bounds, still belongs to Morningside. Vanderloo back into the game. Potabom to the bench. It's the starting five minus Buckley out there for Morningside. Starting five is on the floor for Jamestown. Deep inbound pass to Scoff. 8 to work. Scoff pulls up. 3-pointer. Front iron right to Gassner. Jamestown needs a bucket on this possession. 4:30 first half, 31-12. Jimmy's trailing Morningside. Chose reverse lay-in goes. Just cut straight inside. Nobody stopped the ball for Morningside, and Chose gets an easy lay-in. Got to have it on both ends now for the Jimmies. Dotsler, right wing three, pulls and hits. 34-14. Morningside leading Jamestown, approaching 4 minutes to go, first half. Top of the key, three for Walters is good. Nice response from Mason Walters. 4 minutes to play, first half. Jimmy fans trying to bring some noise of their own. Dotsler down low to Doble. Doble trying to clear everybody out, right block down to the left, hangs in the air, missed the lay-in against Gassner, ball tapped around, Chose goes to save it, it's out of bounds, and Morningside has it, but that's effort from Jamestown that you'll take right now. Right corner of the floor, bring the mop out, and by the mop I mean Christian Leitz using a towel in the near side corner. 13 on the shot clock for Morningside. Scoff to inbound with Mustangs leading Jamestown by 17. 3:40 first half, 10 to go. Dotsler just pulls up from deep off the iron. Doble tapped it and Chose tracks it down for the rebound. Chose pushing the floor, hands off Gassner, fake the left wing three, steps into a tray, too strong for Gassner. He had Cordes just off to his right, wide open. Scoff to the left. Buckley, left wing three in transit, not there. Doble, offensive rebound, put back. Jamestown, get a body on Eli Doble. Ridiculous. Simple box out, not there. 19 points, Chose drives all the way in again and lays it up for two. Back to a 17-point game. Jamestown's pick and roll game right now. They're not even rolling, it's just Chose going against the screen, opposite side, and getting two easy points. Scoff into the lane, floater short, put back not there, tapped around, Gassner has it. 36-19, Jamestown trailing Morningside, 2:40 first half. Walters just beyond the elbow left, onto the wing, Woodford swipes through, back Walters, three. Hops in, touched the iron twice, drops through, Jamestown brings it to 14. And the Jimmy fans on the opposite side starting to get louder. Bounce pass from Dotsler. Vanderloo around the right side. Step through against Walters, but missed the lay-in. Walters rebound. Jamestown finding that rhythm once again. Cordes, left corner, Woodford back up top to Chose. He clears out Gassner. 2 minutes to go, first half. 36-22 deficit for the Jimmies. Chose on the downhill drive, spins right corner. Gassner back for Chose. Shot clock to 10. top of the key. Walters drives in on Doble, spins inside, over the top. Walters for two more. Jamestown back within 12, looking for some stops on defense. Mamachos whistling along. 1:35 first half. Doble turns right side, driving in on Woodford. Charge! And Jamestown sends it out the other way. Jimmy's on a run right now. That's the second on Doble. Johnson in for Doble as he hits the bench. 1:32 left in the first half with two personal fouls. That's the fourth team foul on Morningside. Final 90 seconds of the first half, 36-24. Morningside leading Jamestown. Mustangs went on a 27-0 run. The Jimmies have gotten back to 12. Cordes driving in on Buckley. Spins into the lane. Kick out up top. Walters left wing for Chose. Shot clock to 10. Chose on the drive. Dumps back to Walters. Too hot to handle. Chose underhand. Toss out for a Cordes left wing three. If Jamestown got that, things would have gotten back in their favor. And now a foul on the reach in by Gassner with 1:02 to go in the first half. Intensity in this building has been a little bit of shock and awe for Morningside fans. Shocked early, awe in the 27-0 run, and a little bit shocked here again. We're under a minute to play in the first. 36-24, Morningside leading Jamestown. Men's basketball, top 25 action, and Johnson turns it over for the Jimmy, for Morningside. Jimmy's got a chance to go 2-for-1 here. 49 seconds left in the first half. 36-24, Jamestown trailing Morningside. Gassner inbound for Chose. Well, kind of eliminating that 2-for-1 opportunity here as Chose travels. And Jamestown gives it up. Dotzler inbounding for Morningside. Vanderloo against Cordes. And now Dotzler and Morningside a little patient here. Let's see if they try to work any quicker. Backdoor pass thrown back into Jamestown. 5 second difference between shot and game clock. Jimmies had the basketball, trailing by 12. Couple late turnovers here from Morningside has opened the door back for Jamestown. And as poorly as you could have played for a 10 minute stretch in this first half, the Jimmies are still in this game. Shot clock trickles down to 10. Handoff right wing, Will Cordes swipes through to the left side. Back right, Chose backing out, shot clock to 5, and a reach in foul on Vanderloo with 9.6 seconds to play. Turns the shot clock off, and now Jamestown can have the final shot. Powers, Potabom coming in off the bench. Just the first on Vanderloo, but him and Scoff are out. And that foul, Vanderloo, I mean, he immediately pointed to himself, but that was just stupid foul. The shot clock was down to 5. Now Jamestown can get the final shot of the half. Chose. Dotzler reaches in for team foul number 6 with 5.4 to play. I just don't get that. What? I mean, you're running down the time to 5 seconds here, but you had a chance to make Jamestown take a shot, and then you had an opportunity. Gassner inbounding. Left corner, Cordes spins back for Gassner. Down to 3 seconds. Gassner down to the baseline. Off. And he's looking for a foul at the end of the first half, and so is Jamestown because that guy almost undercut Gassner on his way up. 36-24, Morningside leads the Jimmies at the end of the first half of play. And looks like it's Jamestown basketball to begin the second half here in Sioux City. Well, a 27-0 run by Morningside didn't completely take Jamestown out of this game. The Jimmies went 10 minutes without a bucket, and yet Jamestown trailing by just 12 points at the end of the first half of play. Mason Walters leading all scorers with 10 points and 6 rebounds in the first half.
Every body is different. Some experience injuries, while others need extra support.
I'll help you, Grandma.
At Jamestown Regional Medical Center, your health is what matters most. Our orthopedics and sports medicine team care for you and your unique needs. Their goal is to help you live your best life. Choose Jamestown Regional Medical Center for care of hips, shoulders, knees, and broken bones. Learn more at jrmcnd.com/orthopedics.
Quick Lane Jamestown is looking to add to their dynamic team of auto maintenance technicians. Business continues to grow and grow, and they need to expand their staff. Are you a mechanical soul who'd like to work in a modern, clean, and busy shop? Light duty work includes oil changes, tire rotates, vehicle inspections, maintenance and upkeep, and more. While working alongside an experienced team, and did we mention you get to work in an air-conditioned and heated shop? Competitive wages and benefits offered. Apply online through Facebook or StoutCars.com. Call 701-252-2270 or simply stop by. Claim your career today at RM Stout.
Join our team at SMP Health Ave Maria and find out how you can make a difference in the lives of our residents. SMP Health Ave Maria is offering $2,000 sign-on bonuses, full-time cook, and full-time dietary assistant positions. You'll enjoy working in a warm and loving care atmosphere, making friends with the residents, families, and coworkers. Apply online at smphealth.org/Ave Maria. Again, offering $2,000 sign-on bonuses, full-time cook, and full-time dietary assistant positions. Apply at smphealth.org/Ave Maria.
Enjoy the rustic Frontier Fort Bar, Grill, and Gift Shop. The gift shop is open year-round with North Dakota tourism gifts and unique jewelry. And for a true Dakota Territory dining experience, the Frontier Fort Grill is open from 4 to 9 Monday through Saturday. Every Thursday night, get a rack of ribs, fries, coleslaw, and toast for just $9.95. And their legendary prime rib is served on Fridays and Saturdays. Dine in or call for takeout at 252-7492. The Frontier Fort, on the road to the Buffalo, Jamestown.
You know you don't really want that hurry-up, bought-on-the-cheap, not-sure-what-I-got insurance coverage. Good, because Farmers Union Insurance agents do things just a little different. We'll work with you personally for home, auto, business, or farm insurance and tailor the exact coverage plan you need, because we're not satisfied until you are. Different, you bet. Farmers Union Insurance. Simply different.
Good luck to the Blue Jays and Jimmies from your local Farmers Union agent, Steve Bennion.
Not all products underwritten by Farmers Union Insurance.
The Honda ATV lineup is here to prove it's possible to work smarter and harder. With the power to get the job done, the technology to make it easier, and tried and tested quality to keep you moving forward. Find the Honda ATV that fits your needs at Gun and Reel Sports on 1st Street West in downtown Jamestown. Then you'll start to understand how life is better on a Honda. For riders 16 years of age and older, Honda recommends that all ATV riders take a training course and read the owner's manual thoroughly.
Apex Physical Therapy and Wellness Center is excited to announce Brooke Bruce, licensed massage therapist, has joined our team to serve the Jamestown and Lemoore communities. Brooke has 12 years of experience in massage, including craniosacral massage therapy, and believes that massage is an important part of a person's wellness routine. Follow Apex on Facebook to be informed of massage giveaways and scheduling information. Call 952-2739 for Jamestown or 883-5611 for Lemoore to schedule your massage today.
Where do teams go to get their custom printed apparel?
Originals!
Where do companies go to get their corporate logo printed on shirts, caps, and jackets?
Originals, of course.
And where do fans go to get their Blue Jay and Jimmy apparel either off the rack or single piece prints?
Originals! Originals!
There you have it, folks. For custom printed apparel, embroidery, and work apparel, it's Originals, 216 First Avenue, downtown Jamestown, open 9 to 5 weekdays.
AM 1400 KQDJ Jamestown and 107.1 K296 HH Jamestown.
Halftime break here at Morningside. The Mustangs lead the Jimmies 36-24 at the end of the first half of play. Jaron Matheny here on Jamestown 107.1 AM 1400 and online at newsdakota.com. Morningside shooting just 40% from the floor in the first half, although they were 54% from long range, but nothing compares to how poorly Jamestown shot. 32% from the field, 29% from long range in the opening half of basketball for Jamestown. The Jimmies finished -4 on the glass in the first half and -2 in the turnover department. Jamestown with just one assist compared to 8 for Morningside in that opening half of play. Jamestown jumps out to a 7-0 lead, but a 27-0 run by Morningside over the course of the next 10 minutes made it 27-7. Mustangs with about 7 minutes to play in the first half. Jamestown had a much more fight in the late stages of the opening half, but you can't fall behind by 20 points on the road in this kind of environment and expect it to be easy trying to get back into the game. And the other thing you add to that for Jamestown is You can't allow somebody to go on a 27-0 run, and you can't go scoreless for 10 minutes of game time. They didn't make a field goal in 10 minutes of game time from the 17-11 mark is where the Chose, believe it was a two-point shot, went in, made it 7-0. Jamestown didn't score again until it was 27-9, and it was ultimately Walters who stopped the bleeding for Jamestown. Mason with 10 points, 6 boards in the first half. And right now the Jimmies, they're leaning on their major guys to try and get back into this game. Chose with 4 points, a steal in 20 minutes played. But they're not finding each other enough in the assist department. And it's clear as day on the stats when you look at it. 1 assist, 8 turnovers. And that's not how Jamestown usually rolls. And you think the Jimmies don't usually roll with 24 points and a half either. This is big time, push the button, got to figure it out for Jamestown in the second half of play. Because, quite frankly, Morningside's a fine basketball team. And this is a tough environment to play in. But if you're the Jimmies and you're really the number 9 team in the country, this is a game that, despite all the noise and everything and the focus maybe being too much on a GPAC regular season championship as opposed to just winning this game here at Morningside tonight, you got to refocus and you got to lock back in if you're the Jimmies, and you just got to figure out a way to chip at this lead. Little bits at a time, come out, start the second half. You get a quick 6-0 run here to begin the second half. Throw the first half out the window, because now all of a sudden it's a brand new ball game. It just feels like Morningside, though, despite everything that happened in the first half, couldn't quite put Jamestown away. And as amazing as that sounds, to be up 27-7, you had to feel like the Mustang fans in this building felt like, oh, okay, maybe we're going to run away with this one, and certainly for Jamestown's sake, you're glad that that's not the case. But a lot of work to be done in the second half of play for the Jimmies. And it all starts on the inside with Mason Walters against Eli Doble. Doble's got 2 personal fouls. Can you get him a third quickly in the second half? That's a big question. And can you get Will Cordes going as well? Cordes 0-for-4 from the floor, 0-for-3 from long range in that first half. Just no foul trouble, really. 5 team fouls for Jamestown, 6 team fouls for Morningside. The 2 personals on Doble, just the only separating factor at the moment for any foul trouble in that first half of play. The Jimmies average 88.3 points per game. That's 5th best in the NAIA. But after the first half of play, Jamestown with just 24 points. Morningside, 36. Jamestown, 24 after one half of play. Here from Sioux City, Iowa. Second half action comes your way after this break on the gym and NewsDakota.com.
At Unison Bank, we provide financial solutions for customers to meet their needs today and achieve their dreams tomorrow. From personal banking services like checking accounts, mortgage, and auto loans, to business banking services, at Unison Bank, we offer financial solutions with prompt responses and quality service. Visit unisonbank.com for more information. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Some of us were born to farm. Some diesels, like Cenex Premium Diesel, were born to fuel. Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn to reduce particulate matter and keep filters cleaner for longer. Fuel your equipment like a pro with Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster and leave typical number 2 diesel to the amateurs. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Johnny B's Brick House, famous for their pizza, but wait, there's pasta and their amazing wings and fresh ground hamburgers, tasty salads and appetizers too. And for dessert, you can't beat their sweet sticks. Come on out for Tuesday night trivia and live entertainment every Thursday night. The place to be is Johnny B's, smack dab in the middle of Main Street, downtown Jamestown. And remember, for delivery and carryout, call 952-8777.
Before you can start building a business, you have to build a business. You know, a building, a storefront, a facility, new or addition. Problem is, you're too busy taking care of business. You don't have time to meet with a planner, a contractor, and suppliers. But if you wait any longer, you're going to start losing business. Enter Hillerud Construction. They're in the business of building business. Quality commercial construction saves you time, stress, and money so you can get on with your business. Visit HillerudConstruction.com.
Are you looking for a fun and new activity to try with the entire family? Check out Open Skate at the Winter Sports Building in Jamestown at the Wilson Arena. Bring your own ice skates or rent a pair from our facility. Open Skate is a fun and affordable family activity. Daily admission ranges from $3 per child to only $5 per adult. Find all the dates and times for Open Skate on the John L. Wilson Facebook page. We hope to see you there. Join our team at S&P Health Ave Maria and find out how you can make a difference in the lives of our residents. S&P Health Ave Maria is offering $2,000 sign-on bonuses, full-time cook, and full-time dietary assistant positions. You'll enjoy working in a warm and loving care atmosphere, making friends with the residents, families, and coworkers. Apply online at smphealth.org/Ave Maria. Again, offering $2,000 sign-on bonuses, full-time cook, and full-time dietary assistant positions. Apply at smphealth.org/Ave Maria.
Every body is different. Some experience injuries, while others need extra support.
I'll help you, Grandma.
At Jamestown Regional Medical Center, your health is what matters most. Our orthopedics and sports medicine team care for you and your unique needs. Their goal is to help you live your best life. Choose Jamestown Regional Medical Center for care of hips, shoulders, knees, and broken bones. Learn more at jrmcnd.com/orthopedics.
In our region, winter storms can quickly turn to emergency situations. Otter Tail Power Company encourages you to make a safety plan. Have an emergency safety kit ready with flashlights, medicines, first aid supplies, water, and non-perishable food. Include an extra power source for your phone. And never leave space heaters unattended. Keep them away from flammable items. For more information, go to otpco.com/severeweathersafety. A reminder to stay safe from Otter Tail Power Company.
It's never too early to think about spring, and you know, it's just around the corner. And at the Jamestown Country Club, they're ready for the 2023 season, and they have memberships open now. So get signed up and get yours before Valentine's Day, and they'll even throw in a $100 gift certificate for their restaurant and bar. Contact Sean Taft by email at jcc58401@gmail.com and request your registration today. The Jamestown Country Club, where they know the most important shot in golf is the next one.
How are you doing? Really? How are you doing? Are you taking the time to check in on you? A real check-in. Scheduling a wellness visit is an easy way to take care of yourself. At Essentia Health, we want to know how you're doing. We want to help, whether it's face-to-face or a virtual appointment. The right care is waiting for you. We'll listen, assess how you are, and get you back on track. It's always good to check in. Care like nowhere else. Essentia Health. Schedule online at EssentiaHealth.org.
AM 1400 KQDJ Jamestown and 107.1 K296 HH Jamestown.
Getting ready for second half action here from Morningside in Sioux City, Iowa. University of Jamestown men's basketball. The number 9 Jimmies currently trailing the number 25 Mustangs 36-24 at the halftime break. Jaron Matheny here on Jamestown 107.1 AM 1400 and NewsDakota.com. We'll see how the Jimmies respond at the beginning of this second half. Jamestown trying to complete the doubleheader sweep for the Jimmies here tonight. UJ women beat Morningside 83-79. First win here at Morningside since joining the G-Pack for UJ. Jamestown men trying to complete the sweep of Morningside with a win here tonight. And the Jimmies would clinch a share of the regular season crown with a victory as well. Jamestown basketball to begin the second half of play. 20 minutes on the clock, and we'll see if the Jimmies can make it happen here against Morningside on the road. Jamestown basketball operating left to right.
Mason Walters, top of the key, right side for Will Cordes. Buckley in his face. They'll spin it left. Woodford gets a screen from Walters. Drives around. Back for Walters at the free throw line. Right elbow handoff for Choke. Shot clock to 10. Back out. Walters. Little jab step. Drives in on Doble. Goes straight up. Banks it in for two. And the Jimmies bring it down to 10. 36-26. 30 seconds into the second half of play. Dotsler, Powers, Buckley, Doble, and Scoff. That's the starting five out there for Morningside. Doble, handoff right for Dotsler, drives in, goes underneath, reverse lay-in, good for two. 38-26, Morningside. Right wing, Walters drives against Doble. Gives back for Chose. Chose spins back, Walters, open look from three, late contest. But an offensive rebound for Gassner. Hand off Woodford, left wing Trey. Quick trigger, not there. Another offensive rebound opportunity, but Walters can't corral. Walters hustles back defensively. It's 5-on-4. Jamestown didn't realize it. Doble, left-handed lay-in for two. Makes it a 14-point Morningside lead. 40-26 Mustangs, 18:35 first half. Chose hangs in the air, skips it out for Cordes. Back around, right corner, Chose three. Not there. We got an over-the-back call on the rebound for Gassner. And we had contact on the inside and a body go down. And here's the thing about the flop call. It doesn't make a difference if you flop if you're not going to make the call. Why is the rule being implemented if it's not going to be called on the floor? If it's not a block or a charge and somebody's embellishing, then it's a flop. Huge dunk up the right lane line. Good for two for Trey Powers. 16-point lead for Morningside. 2 minutes into the second half of play. Walters off the left wing. Cordes on the drive. Baseline. Spins it out right corner. Woodford. Couple dribbles back towards the Mustang logo. Sends it out left. Cordes steps inside. 12-foot pull-up jumper. Hopped out. Jamestown again cold from the floor, at least to begin the second half. 16-point Morningside lead. Entry for Doble, back out right wing Scoff. Chose regains position defensively. Scoff hangs in the air, hits for two, and Morningside extending their lead back up to 18. Chose screen left from Walters. Dribbles in, sends towards the left corner, now left wing. Far side, Cordes bounced in. Walters backing up against Doble, steps through. Lots of contact, no whistle, and Walters was too far underneath the bucket to even finish. Doble the other way, easy lay-in. 20-point lead for Morningside, and Jamestown just walking out of the locker room. Walking out of the locker room into a game that you kind of have to have. Full timeout for the Jimmies. Back in 1 minute to Morningside in Sioux City, Iowa. Morningside leads Jamestown 46-26.
Why choose professional eye care centers? Let me count the whys. First, there are now four great doctors to see. Dr. Franck, Dr. Freilich, Dr. Jengula, and now welcoming Dr. Bond. Next is their many locations. You can now see one of their spectacular doctors in Jamestown, Valley City, Carrington, and Edgeley. And finally, their fantastic frame selection. And yes, all of their frames and lenses are backed by warranty. Visit proeyecarecenters.com and make an appointment today. Professional Eye Care Centers, clearly the best.
46-26, Morningside leading Jamestown. Second half action from Sioux City, Iowa. Blue Jay boys basketball tonight at home against Minot. Jamestown falling to the Magi, 73-67. Thomas Newman with 34 points for Jamestown. The Jays may still struggle to find different ways to win against some of the top teams, but they found a young budding star in Thomas Newman. As of late, he's been taking on a load offensively for Jamestown. 3 minutes into the second half here in Sioux City, Iowa, 46-26, Morningside with the lead on Jamestown. Mustangs trying to improve their resume with a big win here at home. 7-1 this year on their home floor. Top of the key, three for Woodford's off the mark. Didn't even touch the rim. And Jamestown gives it up. Coach Neville's got his hands in the air right now. As Colby Vasquez is into the game for UJ. J Jamestown bench at least trying to still bring the noise here. 20-point Morningside advantage. Powers inside for Doble, down on the left block. Doble, triple threat position, into the left corner. Powers launching, not there. Offensive rebound for Doble. Back out up top. Buckley and Doble back and forth, 15 on the shot clock. Towards midcourt. Scoff dribbling in, pulls up, volleyball line three. Off the heel, Gassner fights and grabs the rebound. Flip back off for Will Cordes. Jamestown ahead. Gassner driving in on Dotsler. Top of the key, Cordes collects, goes into Walters. Doble on his back, double team help comes. Backdoor action, and Gassner gets an easy lay-in to go. Jamestown makes it an 18-point deficit with 15:55 to play in the second half. Just the second bucket of the second half for Jamestown. 15:45 left in this game. Jimmy's trailing by 18. Doble driving right baseline, left-handed lay-in goes, plus a foul on Walters, which came in late again. Oh, they'll actually call Walters for basket interference. So good no matter what. Doble finishes with a left-hand lay-in. 48-28 Morningside, 15:39 second half, and again the Mustangs, their schedule is kind of a cakewalk the rest of the year, although it's never a cakewalk in the GPAC, but you see Midland still down there on that schedule. No, you got a good chance to win. Vasquez spins back out for Walters, around the arc, course, Cordes, top of the key, dribbles in. Back to Vasquez, right wing. Colby on the drive, stops right block, pulls up, can't get the bank to drop. Dotsler and Morningside pushing the pace ahead. Potabom drives, can't finish. Rebound for Walters. Potabom talking to the official, not sure why, because Woodford stayed right in front of him. Gassner blocking foul on Potabom. Right near the free throw line. And now Vanderloo talking to the official about the other side of the floor. 15:03 second half, 48-28 Morningside. Jamestown inbounding underneath the bucket. Cordes right down to Walters on the block. Walters, double team help comes from Vanderloo. Skip pass to the corner. Cordes up in the air, throws it. And errant whistle from the official. So the official blows the whistle, although Cordes was still in bounds. He landed out of bounds, but he caught the ball in bounds. Shot clock to 10. Cordes straightaway three, short. Gassner can't save it. And Jamestown, I don't understand. It's not like this gym is any different than any other one. Point Morningside lead. 14:40 second half. Off on the right wing, driving around. Potabom trying to put the moves on Cordes. Work it all the way back to the near side. Dump down for Doble against Walters. Back left, Powers driving in on Vasquez. Charge! Headed out the other way. Colby Vasquez. Good stop defensively for Jamestown there. They needed it. I'm not sure it was a charge, but Jamestown will take the call. Starting five out there for UJ. Morningside fans making it feel like it's a lot closer than 20 points. Powers against Cordes, right side handoff for Gassner. Screen from Walters, Gassner back to Chokes. Midway through the clock, Jamestown trying to set up their offense. Just gets louder and louder here. Backdoor action, Gassner gets his defender in the air. Kick ball, stays with Jamestown. And that resets the shot clock to 20 off the kick ball. Chose Inbound for Gassner, near side, baseline, just backing his way down in as Gassner stops on the right block, fade away, and he's fouled. Potabom with a personal, Reed Gassner to shoot two. So two free throws for Reed Gassner. And again, it just does not feel like a 20-point game in this building right now. That's the third on Potabom. Gassner, first free throw, sinks it, back to 19. Scoff on for Potabom. Free throw number two for Reed Gassner. 76% clip at the line this year. Two for two for Gassner. 14 minutes left, 48-30 Morningside. Mustangs have not slowed the pace on offense. Scoff looked in at Doble. Everybody chicken wing together. Scoff dumps off for Doble. Too strong on the lay-in. Tap back. Scoff fouled by Gassner. And it's Jamestown not getting on the glass right now. Coach Neville strolling the sidelines back and forth, and right now just not a lot to say about the Jimmies. Just does not look like the number nine team in the country. Scoff, first free throw is in. How many times throughout the season have we said it, especially after losing to Dakota Wesleyan at home, Doan at home, there are no off nights in this conference. Two for two for Scoff. 50-30, Morningside in front of Jamestown. Full court pressure, Vanderloo, rather Dotsler against Chose. Chose to the left side of the floor. Goes underneath for Gassner, face up against Scoff. Gassner dribbles down inside, fadeaway shot, foul, and one. Reed Gassner with a big time bucket. And now the Lake City native to the line for an and one free throw. Foul is on Powers. Gassner up to 6 points. Free throw incoming. Gassner makes it a 3-point possession for Jamestown. 17-point deficit for the Jimmies. Bench is still up and clapping along, knowing they just need a couple stops to get into this game again. Vanderloo dumps off near side. Doble back up top. Dotsler around the screen from Vanderloo. Scoff inside for Doble. Walters keeping him at arm's length. Doble into the middle of the lane. Spins. And a foul before the shot on Walters. Said in the first half, this conference is just too physical for the bumps to be whistles in games. Dotsler inbounds up the lane line for Doble. Left Vanderloo. Going to drive on Gassner. Vanderloo pulls up. Jump shot. Pure. Aiden Vanderloo, the Iowa transfer, makes it count. 52-33. Morningside leading. Dotsler just on the hip of Chose all the way up the floor. Chose dumps off. Walters back out up top to Cordes. Cordes to the right elbow, pull up, jumper not there. Gassner offensive rebound, sends it out. Chose deep three, can't get it. Jamestown needed it. Offensive board for Gassner again. Woodford inside, runner short. How many looks are you going to get if you're Jamestown here? It's out of bounds. Last touch by the Jimmies. Although Vanderloo was on the out-of-bounds line, looked like he was nearly out of play when that ball trickled out. Two offensive rebounds for Gassner on that possession, and Jamestown can't make them pay. Open shots, you have to hit those. You can't win road games shooting 4 of 20 from 3. Left wing. Dotsler to the top. Vanderloo drives around Cordes. Help from Walters late. Vanderloo missed the lay-in. Doble put back goes. And it's a 21-point lead for Morningside, 12 minutes to go. Deep three from Woodford, short. Bad look on offense for Jamestown. Right now, scoreboard says 19-point lead. There it is. Inside, runner for Dotzler's off the heel. Gassner taps, gets the rebound. Jimmy's pushing ahead. Chose far side for Woodford. Dribbled out up top. Now Chose, they want to go into Walters. Doble shades off, gets the turnover. ...11:15, second half, 54-33 Morningside. Timeout for the Mustangs to catch their breath. And Jamestown's terrible run in the first half has just resulted in a snowball effect here at Morningside tonight. Full timeout for the Mustangs. We're back after this here on the gym.
Where do teams go to get their custom printed apparel?
Originals!
Where do companies go to get their corporate logo printed on shirts, caps, and jackets?
Originals, of course.
And where do fans go to get their Blue Jay and Jimmy apparel either off the rack or single piece prints?
Originals! Originals!
There you have it, folks. For custom printed apparel, embroidery, and work apparel, it's Originals, 216 First Avenue, downtown Jamestown, open 9 to 5 weekdays.
Before you can start building a business, you have to build a business. You know, a building, a storefront, a facility, new or addition. Problem is, you're too busy taking care of business. You don't have time to meet with a planner, a contractor, and suppliers. But if you wait any longer, you're going to start losing business. Enter Hillerud Construction. They're in the business of building business. Quality commercial construction saves you time, stress, and money so you can get on with your business. Visit HillerudConstruction.com.
54-33. Morningside in front of Jamestown here in men's basketball from Sioux City, Iowa. 21-point advantage for the Mustangs with 11:14 left in this ball game. Dylan Johnson newly in for Jamestown. It's still the starting five on the floor. For the Jimmies, the starting five hasn't been getting it done. Reed Gassner is playing well, I'll say that much, in the second half, but there's no help around him right now. It's not like they're trying to miss the shots, I get it, but you have to hit something on the road. Scoff, extended from the elbow, backs out to the left wing, screen from Doble. Scoff on the drive against Gassner, pulls up inside the right elbow, not there. Another defensive rebound for Reed Gassner. Under 11 minutes left in this one. Chose, dribbling out far side. Gassner set up on a screen right. Chose sends it back left, Gassner to the left wing, Cordes. Dumps inside. Walters with Johnson on his back. Doble help comes. Woodford right wing three. Can't get it. Offensive rebound for Walters. Ball loose. Gassner picks it up. Goes back up. He's fouled. And Jamestown to the line shooting two. How a Doble foul wasn't called on that initial rebound scram with everything else that's been called tonight. But either way, Gassner gets to the line for two free throws. Jamestown trying to bring it back within 20. So Gassner, two free throws incoming. 3 for 3 at the line so far. Getting closer to 10 minutes to go in the second half. Gassner, first free throw attempt, and this one's off. It's the first miss for Gassner at the line tonight. 54-33. Morningside leading. And Gassner 1 for 2, and that makes it a 20-point deficit. Jamestown got a lock in defensively. You need about 4 stops in a row coupled with baskets on the other side to even start feeling the momentum switch in this one. Johnson around left, Scoff drives on Woodford, raises up, can't get the flush. But he's fouled, and Scoff with 2 free throws incoming. Second on Woodford. Scoff hits the line for 2. 82% clip on the year. bend the knees, flick the wrist, and too strong on the first attempt. Nobody in the lane for Morningside. Scoff, second free throw. Missed them both. There's a break for Jamestown as we hit the midway point of the second half. Gotta use it. 54-34 Morningside. Chose gets Dotzler off his feet. Slipping, sliding up top. Maybe a wet spot there. Gassner bullies his way inside. Left block, turnaround, jump shot. Not there. Offensive rebound for Walters. He backs in, kicks out. Woodford pulls again. Again can't hit. Out of bounds, last touch by Jamestown. Boy, the Jimmies cannot buy a three. 4 of 22. Just 13 of 48 from the floor. 4 of 22 from long range, that's under 19%. Jamestown, 27% from the field. Left side drive, Scoff bangs inside, gets two more. 56 to 34, Morningside. 9.5 minutes left in this one. Chose swings it back, Walters, top of the key three. Not there. Offensive rebound, Woodford. Spins it back up top. Cordes, top of the key. It's short. 4 of 24 from deep. You gotta have something else. Back out up top between the two circles. Dotzler and Morningside starting to slow things down. Johnson to the right, Vanderloo bumped into by Cordes. It's the fifth team foul on the Jimmies. Cam Ketchum, Colby Vasquez coming in for Jamestown as Chose and Woodford head to the bench. Why not put Jacob Axemaker in this game? I mean, he's a guy that has no fear in him. You haven't been able to hit anything from the outside, and that's what exactly what he is, as a shot maker. And we haven't seen a lot of Axemaker lately. Backing up. Dotzler, step back three over Gassner is good. And the onslaught's on. 59-34 Morningside. Cordes ahead for Vasquez. Walters. Action towards the right. Ketchum with his first look offensively. Ketchum drives to the baseline. Poked away late by Johnson. Last touch by Jamestown. That's what the officials say anyway. 8:24, and yeah, I mean, pack up the bags and let's get on to tomorrow for Jamestown here tonight. Backdoor cut, Scoff, baseline, lay in for two more. Embarrassing tonight here in Sioux City. 61-34, Jamestown trails number 25 Morningside, the number 9 Jimmies. Vasquez, far side, spins in, step through, runner goes for Colby Vasquez. 61-36. This is going to be one of those potential all-time scoring lows for the Jimmies. They don't pick up the scoring here. Scoff backs out. Doble looked back door, turned it over. Ketchum looking ahead. Inside, Walters tapped over the top, and Jamestown touched it last. Jimmy Linus in for Mason Walters. I wouldn't be shocked if that's the last we see from Woodford, Walters, and Chose tonight. Timeout Morningside. Take the break with them. Back to Sioux City in 1 minute. 61-36 Morningside dominating Jamestown.
Two Rivers Printing is your local source for anything printed on paper. As a full-service print shop, they offer quick print services for all kinds of posters, flyers, and business forms. They also print banner signs, invitations, cookbooks, thank you cards, and more. They can also do wide format printing in matte, gloss, blueprints, and vinyl. With decades of experience, you know it will be done quickly and done right. Call Two Rivers Printing at 251-1266 at the end of 10th Street in Jamestown. Every body is different. Some experience injuries, while others need extra support.
I'll help you, Grandma.
At Jamestown Regional Medical Center, your health is what matters most. Our orthopedics and sports medicine team care for you and your unique needs. Their goal is to help you live your best life. Choose Jamestown Regional Medical Center for care of hips, shoulders, knees, and broken bones. Learn more at jrmcnd.com/orthopedics.
AM 1400 KQDJ Jamestown, and 107.1 K296 HH Jamestown.
Well, the 27-0 run by Morningside started this whole barrage. 10 minutes of scoreless basketball for the Jimmies. You don't win a lot of games like that, but this performance has just been one to easily forget about for Jamestown. 36 points through 33 minutes of basketball. 61-36. Doble handing off right. Dotsler to the wing. Sends it up top for Johnson. Back to Vanderloo. Shot clock at 10. Vanderloo switched off against Gassner. Pull up three. It's good. 28-point lead for Morningside on Jamestown. 7 minutes left in this one. Gassner for Linus. Hand off to Vasquez. Dribbles to the free throw line. Reach in foul on Vanderloo. And that puts the Jimmies in the bonus. 1-1 free throws for Colby Vasquez. Vanderloo's second personal. So 1-1 for Vasquez. Front end is through. ...27-point deficit. Free throw number two is off the mark. 64-37. Morningside leading Jamestown. 6:40 to go. Vanderloo up the right lane line, blocked late by Linus. Cordes picks it up, spins it ahead for Gassner. Gassner to the right corner. Catch him. Back up top for Linus. Hand off, Cordes, downhill drive, floater, will Cordes in for two. That's a big shot for Jamestown, just trying to find anything in this game. Scored 61 against Northwestern last year. Had 56 in the loss to Talladega in the national tournament a year ago. That was a low-scoring game. Scoff, left wing three, doesn't drop. Jamestown on the glass. Cordes goes far side, drives in, stops, hands off right corner. Ketchum three, got it! Cam Ketchum makes it 64-42. It's the guys on the bench providing the spark for Jamestown here tonight. And don't count Reed Gassner out of the group. It's been Gassner trying to will Jamestown back in this game for most of the second half. His effort on the offensive and defensive end. Scoff left wing against Vasquez. Flips back up top to Doble. Right wing, backdoor cut. Doble at the rim, gets the lay-in to go. 5:15 to play, 66-42. Straight away, Gassner up fake, poked from behind by Scoff and turned over by Jamestown. Jimmies have been poked from behind on five different occasions, leading to five turnovers tonight. Less than 5 minutes to go. 24-point lead for the Mustangs. 10-game win streak for Jamestown, gonna go down the drain as Doble too strong on the missed lay-in. Ketchum saves it for Gassner. Christian Leitz at the scorer's table for the Jimmies. Vasquez driving downhill, spins inside, floater over the top is good for two. 4:35, Morningside has opted to just keep this game as slow as possible, drain as much clock as possible. 22-point deficit for the Jimmies, 66-44. Back to the right side, Vanderloo out left, dump in, Doble spins. And a cheap foul on Linus here down the stretch. Axemaker, Olsen, and Leitz into the game. Four 4:10 to go. Doble on the near side against Olsen. Into the key, kicks out. Johnson, deep three, off the heel. Long rebound for Cam Ketchum. Vasquez, straightaway Trey, not there. Push off by Olsen on the inside. And Jamestown with an offensive foul. 3:56 to go. .49 points for Jamestown against Midland back on January 7th of 2021, but that was in a win, 49-47. 1-1 free throws coming for Morningside off the foul by Cooper Olson. Talk about the Jamestown offense so much and what they're able to do. First free throw on the front end drops for Dotsler. But when they can't get going, it's about the Jamestown defense locking in. And what we saw during that Morningside 27-0 run was not only could they not hit a shot, but they couldn't get a stop defensively. 68-44, final 4 minutes of the second half. Vasquez just loses it out of bounds. Jamestown turns it over. Morningside with their substitutions coming in. It's a big win for the Mustangs tonight. Keeps them in the conference championship conversation in the regular season. Justin City is out there for the first time. Driving left on Vasquez. Kicks out in the corner for Powers. Around right, a touch for Knutson. Buckley against Ketchum. Jamestown has not given up defensively here. Inside look, missed the lay-in opportunity for Powers. Vasquez spins it up the floor. Axemaker takes the right corner three. Off the rim, offensive board for Olsen. Back out left. Vasquez on the drive, scooped, and no drop. Well, folks, we may be seeing one of the lowest outputs in Jamestown men's basketball history in terms of scoring. 44 points right now for the Jimmies. Left side, Knudsen kicks out right into the corner. They find Potabom, spins in on Axemaker, and a foul coming on Jamestown. Two free throws for Will Potabom. .56 total against Talladega for Jamestown. Remains the lowest total in a loss since 2015. So we continue to dig back through the archives. Pair of free throws are good for Potabom, 70-44. Axemaker twirls it to Olsen. Olsen backing down into the lane. Puts it up in the air, missed the lay-in. Tapped out, Morningside out of bounds. It stays with Jamestown. Marcus Sherwood in for the Jimmies. Yeah, that 8 minute mark, Jamestown went to the bench and never put Walters, Chose, or Woodford back in the game. And there really was no reason to tonight. They couldn't hit. Jamestown just poor shooting all around here this evening. Vasquez back out right wing for Leitz, dumped down to Sherwood. Right block extended. Sherwood hook shot, right hand short. Defensive rebound for Morningside, corralled by Rocale. Left corner, three-pointer rattled out on the attempt for Gordon. Lots of new faces, second, third unit into this game for both sides. Ketchum driving in, stops, pull up, free throw line, jumper hops in. left wing as we go down to a minute 40 remaining. Jamestown gets a stop defensively. Jimmy scored 50 points against Johnson and Wales, University of Colorado, back on January 5th, 2013. That's the lowest output confined in the past 10 years comparable to tonight. Axemaker underneath for Leitz. Right block, Leitz, fade away. Nope. Offensive rebound, Sherwood. Spins it back to catch him, and he got run into from behind. Jimmy fans don't like it, and Christian Leitz getting in the middle and saying not the time, not the place for that kind of action. Some boos coming. Colby Vasquez just saying he just pushed him straight to the floor. So two free throws for Ketchum. Ketchum front end of the 1-1 doesn't go. Down to a minute to play. Jamestown's 10-game win streak gonna go by the wayside. There's a three. And it makes it 73-46. Inside look, City gets the takeaway. Left side, Ketchum. This will be Jamestown's lowest point total since February 10th of 2013. They scored 45 points against South Dakota Mines. That was in a 48-45 loss. City handing off, left side drive as we go down, 35 seconds to go. City in the lane, foul and one. And now it's just about tying a bow on it. Morningside with an emphatic win here at home tonight. It's never an easy place to play, but it just felt like this evening it was never a shot for Jamestown. You give up a 27-0 run and you're not going to have many opportunities to win games. Final 30 seconds here. Colby Vasquez across the timeline. Ketchum to the right side, dribbles in, sends it out, left wing, three from Vasquez off the heel. Offensive board for Ketchum. Inside, Vasquez dumped off right, Sherwood, ball on the floor. Jamestown can't quite get to it, scramble out, they get there. Shot clock turns off with 8 seconds to play. Sherwood backing down inside, fade away. Little Dirk action from Marcus Sherwood, but a dominant win for Morningside here tonight. 75-48, the final score. Mustangs keep themselves alive in the GPAC regular season championship conversation. And for the Jimmies, they cannot win a conference title this weekend without some help. Jamestown falls to Morningside. 75-48, the final score. The Mustangs hold the Jimmies to their lowest point total since February 10th. Of 2013 when they scored 45 against South Dakota Mines. That's in a loss. Jamestown in a win over Midland, scoring 49. But all in all tonight, one to quickly forget about for the Jimmies. 75-48, Morningside defeats Jamestown. We're back to Sioux City to wrap this one up in 1 minute.
Join our team at SMP Health Ave Maria and find out how you can make a difference in the lives of our residents. SMP Health Ave Maria is offering $2,000 sign-on bonuses, full-time cook and full-time dietary assistant positions. You'll enjoy working in a warm and loving care atmosphere, making friends with the residents, families, and coworkers. Apply online at smphealth.org/Ave Maria. Again, offering $2,000 sign-on bonuses, full-time cook and full-time dietary assistant positions. Apply at smphealth.org/Ave Maria.
Enjoy the rustic Frontier Fort Bar, Grill, and Gift Shop. The gift shop is open year-round with North Dakota tourism gifts and unique jewelry. And for a true Dakota Territory dining experience, the Frontier Fort Grill is open from 4 to 9 Monday through Saturday. Every Thursday night, get a rack of ribs, fries, coleslaw, and toast for just $9.95. And their legendary prime rib is served on Fridays and Saturdays. Dine in or call for takeout at 252-7492. The Frontier Fort, on the road to the Buffalo, Jamestown.
75-48, the final score here from Sioux City, Iowa tonight. University of Jamestown men's basketball team's 10-game win streak comes to a close as the Jimmies just dominated for two halves of basketball here tonight. There's really no other way of putting it. 27-0 run by Morningside in the first half and a 10-minute scoreless stretch for the Jimmies. The ultimate doing in this game, but Jamestown was only down by 12 at the half. Morningside outscores the Jimmies 39-24 in the second half of play. Jamestown cut the lead back down to 10, and then Morningside extended it to 20-plus and just never looked back from there. Just not the performance you were looking for from Jamestown tonight. Eli Doble, 16 points and 9 rebounds, 16 points for Joey Scoff, 12 points for Jack Dotzler, and 13 points for Aiden Vanderloo, all in double figures. 12 points for Mason Walters to go along with 8 rebounds. We'll have to give our player the game tonight, Tariq Gassner. I mean, there's nobody else who played as hard as he did tonight for the Jimmies. 10 points, 12 rebounds for Gassner. I tip my cap to the guys coming off the bench. Cam Ketchum finishes with 5 points in just 9 minutes played. Colby Vasquez, 5 points. Those are guys that never give up on a game, and you tip your cap to them for fighting to the bitter end here tonight. Jamestown shoots 30% from the floor, 18% from long range, 5 of 8 at the free throw line, all in the second half. Morningside, 45% from the floor and from the three-point line, 69% from the charity stripe for the Mustangs. As Jamestown's 10-game win streak is no more. The Jimmies, if this isn't a wake-up call, I don't know what is. Jamestown, 22-4 on the year, 14-4 in the GPAC. Morningside improving to 12-5 in the conference standings. The Mustangs will still need some help in order to get a conference title, or at least a share of one this year. And Jamestown can still clinch a share of a conference title tomorrow afternoon against Briarcliff with a win. But would have loved to have come home from this weekend with the GPAC banner. It'll have to wait unless Dort and Morningside both lose tomorrow and Jamestown wins, and then that's a whole other story. But this was a good wake-up call for the Jimmies. You have to be able to figure out a way to win in the postseason. You won 10 in a row. Things were feeling real good in Jimmy World, and you just need a wake-up call sometimes, and that's exactly what this was tonight. Jamestown falls to Morningside, 75-48, the final score. We're back with more Jimmy Hoops tomorrow night here on Jamestown 107.1. I should say tomorrow afternoon, starting at 2 p.m. with UJ Women's Basketball against Briarcliff, and then we'll have Jimmy Men's Basketball against the Chargers at 3:45 approximately tomorrow here in Sioux City once again. That's at Briarcliff tomorrow afternoon. Jimmy Women will look for their 9th consecutive win. Jimmy Men will try to start a new win streak, focusing on a GPAC regular season title still, but tomorrow's game against Briarcliff just got that much more important. We'll talk to you tomorrow afternoon, 2 p.m. Women's basketball, 3:45 men's basketball. The Jimmy women win by 4. The Jimmy men fall 75-48 to Morningside. From Sioux City, Iowa, I'm Jaron Matheny. We're back to more music here on Jamestown 107.1 right after this.